Yes, sir, it's your boy Keys Ali. You locked back in to meet my friend, the Summer Series. And today, I have one of my favorite podcast hosts on, you know, so I'm going to be a little biased here, but this is my favorite one of my favorite podcast hosts are on with me today. We're going to talk about our show. We're going to talk about how to get you on the show. We're going to talk about some of the things, you know, as a fan that I have to ask her about her show. So we're going to dig into that. But before we do, we're going to allow her opportunity to tell who she is, how long she's been doing it, the name of her show, and all that good stuff. Tay, the floor is yours. Tell them about yourself.
Hey, you guys. My name is Taylor at TheTaylorMade on Instagram, at Toxic Tay, for my podcast. I've been doing a podcast for a year and, like, I think about 4 months now. And I can say I think this is one of the best things I've ever done with myself. I ain't going to get too much into the show, but just know when you get a calling and you get a push to do something, you definitely should jump out there and do that. But that's me. Y'all see my ad name right there. Make sure y'all get plugged in with your girl.
Now, let's talk about your show, man. I enjoy it. I'm going to get to this question later, but you're very open. You're way more open than I would ever be in front of a camera. I have to give hats off to that. But before we get there, let's talk about your first episode. You said you're a year plus into the game. Your first episode, how did you plan it out? How did it come? When did the media bug bite you?
Honestly, the first episode of Talks with Tay that I dropped on this platform actually wasn't the first podcast episode that I ever released. I initially actually tried to start Talks with Tay about 4 years previously before I released the first episode. And what ended up kind of, I guess, pulling me back from continuing on the first time that I tried was, you know, I have to focus point of growth and self-healing and just really, you know, coming to terms with who you are and figuring out what that looks like in your world. And I think the first time that I started, it was just like I had like this burning passion in me to use my voice, tell my story, you know, just talk about how I had found myself that far at that point in my life. And I think, you know, I just had to kind of come to a point where I was just like, you know, what I want to say and how I want to say it, like, you know, I really wanted to come from an honest and a very vulnerable perspective, and it required me to learn myself in ways that I hadn't before. So the very first episode that I dropped, I actually, I didn't put a lot of planning and thought into it. I kind of just put the camera up and started talking, and then I kind of realized, like, you know, it was just more to the story when it came to talking about, you know, growth and involving with yourself. So then fast forward about 4 years after that, what got me to get serious and be like, you know what, I'm really going to do this is I was just starting out in adulthood and I was going through that phase of trying to really figure out what life meant to me and who I was after, you know, removing things like being an undergrad and stuff and being able to attach myself to, like, you know, I'm a student, I'm working towards this. Oh, you know, I'm trying to find myself in this way. And now I've evolved. I was 23 at the time and it was just like, all right, you know, what more do I want to do with myself? And as you can see, I'm a talker. And I feel like people have always kind of pushed me into that, like, you need to use your voice. You say such great and dope things, like, you need to do something with that. So I was just in this phase of, like, working, starting out in my career, you know, in a big change. I wasn't living back home. I was starting out, you know, living on my own, not really being around my friends and family, the friends that I had established, like, in college, you know, going through the ways of now learning what proximity mean and relationships, and was kind of just in this place where I was really just with myself. And the people I was hanging around with at that time, like, I was just, I feel like, on these dang-on tangents, just, like, trying to put together the words of, like, my thought process and what I was currently experiencing in life. And I had a friend that was just, like, I don't know if they said it out of, like, being tired of hearing me talk, or, like, they seriously felt like I had something that was worth, you know, being said. And they was just, like, listening to me talk, and they was like, you know, you need to really, like, say that shit on a microphone. And I don't know. I sat down with myself and I was just like, you know what? You tried this before. Like, let's try it again and really put something into it. So I sat down and I really chose, like, the area in which I wanted to approach with Toxic Tay. And initially I wanted it to be something where I was just gonna come and talk about being an adult, but it meant so much more to me than just, you know, adulthood and what that means. I was like, nah, like I want to get something different when it comes to using my voice. And so I thought about it and it brought me to the talking about myself. I was like, you know, where can I be the most fluent and the most powerful and using myself? And that was just, you know, really being real with myself about who I am and what I want to share with the world. And so I sat down and kind of put the microphone up and dropped that first episode.
That's amazing. I'm not discounting that at all, but you are open.
Yeah, I know.
You are open. You are vulnerable. I've watched a couple of your one-on-one sessions, which is you and the camera, and what you speak about, and I can relate to it. And I have my own thoughts based off of what you're saying. I'm like, okay, that's cool. But then I take a step back and I'm like, I could never sit here and just be that vulnerable on camera. So with that being said, like, do you have a line that you draw? Has there ever been a situation where you recorded something and you went back and watched it and was like, you know what? That's a little bit too much. Or it's like, if it's recorded, I'm putting it out.
So that kind of just gets into what I was just saying about, like, my first attempt with starting a podcast and not really, you know, following through with that. And then, you know, my second attempt. And because I am taking the angle of talking about such sensitive and vulnerable topics, you know, growth and evolving with yourself and healing and stuff. And I'm getting to some real sensitive parts. And so some that people don't always feel comfortable with sharing. And, you know, that's kind of where I feel like the beauty or the magic and Toxic Tay comes from, is because I'm willing to talk about that, talk from that uncomfortable position. And I won't say that I really have any, like, I'll say this. I have gotten past the fears and anxieties that I had about vulnerability and being willing to share myself, because in telling my story, like, I had to be willing, you know, to kind of put my heart on the sleeve when talking about certain subjects. So I don't think that I've had any episodes where I said anything that I regretted, but I do feel like I've had episodes where I feel like I would rather have finished the thought, in the sense of, like, because I'm talking about, you know, healing and evolution with yourself. Sometimes there's certain conversations, certain topics, I feel like I would have finished it through with kind of understanding a little bit better, like kind of held my words before I spoke on it. So that way, just what I would have said could have came from, like, a better perspective than kind of like a halfway through it, you know. So I don't really have anything that I regret. And kind of tapping into that vulnerability, I don't know, like, I kind of feel like I'm an empath. So it doesn't really ever come to me. Like, I'm not saying I don't get embarrassed, but it's just like, you know, I live in the world of, I'm aware that I'm a human. I make errors and mistakes, and I have my awareness about myself. Mm-hmm. And I like to believe that applies to other people. And I'm one of them people, like, it ain't too much you can say to me about me because I know me. So
I get you. I agree with you. But at the same time, I just be like, man, I don't know if I would have gotten that open and that vulnerable with the viewership. Now, because of the aim of your show, because you're so open and because you're talking about you, man, it's all about self-improvement. It's all about recognizing yourself, setting boundaries. These are all topics that you have hit on. But, and I know this is a very cliche type question, but do you have any tips about, you know, self-improvement for creators, like going a little bit deeper, not just the regular person, but someone that has a hobby and wants to make it a career? Do you have any tips about, you know, reaching your goals, setting goals, time management, self-improvement? Like, give us 5 minutes to talk with Tay and tell us how we need, how us as creators can get better.
Honestly, I'll start with just do it. Like, I know that's like cliche in itself. Like, you hear that in any seminar, podcast you tune into about, you know, chasing your dreams and whatnot, is really just do it. And just doing it is literally like, don't look at how other people are doing it, but literally just do it, because that's something that you want to do. Like, you're never gonna start if you don't put that first foot forward. So you gotta just jump out there and do it. Like, that's definitely first and the first step in doing it. Second part after that is, once you do it, is remember who you're doing it for and make sure that for is you, because what you'll learn is once you start to, you know, find yourself and chase your goals and stuff, because ours happen to be content creating, you know, but there's other avenues in life people like to take, and whichever one that is for you, like, just make sure that you're choosing the avenue that you want to be on, because you're going to be the one that got to get up and put in the work. You're going to be the one that's going to have to get on there and put the videos up and post them, record or create the content. You're going to be the one that's gonna have to make the clothes. You're gonna be the one that's gonna have to get up and go to the gym, whatever it is for you. So you gotta make sure that it's for you, so that way you can have that motivation. And then the third thing I would say is learn to be content, not comfortable in life, but content. As you are growing and changing and you are chasing your dreams, you know, trial and error happens. You're gonna fuck up, you're gonna make mistakes, you know, whatnot. It's not always gonna be perfect, but you also succeed, you also do really great things and stuff. And in doing that, you know, do not get comfortable with yourself, but be content in knowing that all things really do work out for your good when you're doing it for yourself. And knowing, like, you know, even on the bad days, on the errors, you know, there's still beauty in them. And the good days, you know, we all know it's beauty in those days. So definitely I would say learn how to be content in your process, you know, again, because you're doing it for you. So there's no speed to doing that or whatnot. There's no image to doing you and stuff. You know, it's all about you. And lastly, man, I would just say, man, you know, surround yourself with love. Like, yeah. That's like the biggest thing you could do while chasing your dreams is surround yourself with love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Lock in with people that really care and want to support you in the things that you're doing. And first of all, start this shit with yourself, for sure, because can't nobody don't love themselves, but definitely surround yourself with the village. Like, I can say, you know, speaking from getting into Toxic Tay bad, being real vulnerable with y'all right now, it's just, you know, that's one of, like, the stumbling blocks I've had to learn to get over is to surround myself with love, because, you know, I like to be Miss I Can Do It By Myself. At one point in time, I was like, I don't need nobody, fuck y'all, like, I'm growing, I'm healing, like, I'm just in this bubble by myself, out on an island by myself. And that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? An island by yourself. And it don't mean that just because you out there by yourself you starving or nothing. Like, y'all could be straight, you know, it might not be luxurious, but, you know, you surviving out there. But I've learned that, you know, just being able to embrace and have people around me that love me and make me feel great about me have been, you know, the very things that have enabled me to do things like follow me, chase my dreams, and put me first. So
gotcha. Man, like I said, thank you for that moment of talks. We tell you, I really appreciate that. Yeah,
girl, what's up? Make sure you tune in. We coming back. The girl coming back.
What I will say before we go is that's exactly how her show is. The same way I was just saying, I felt like I was sitting here watching another episode, just enjoying my time. And I know that I've watched people have the one man shows before, and it's just like some of them you just can't get through.
Yeah.
But yours, it's just like you keep the audience engaged, and you do the thing. I think to me, and I might be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the key to what you do is how real you are with yourself and how real you are with your viewership. So yeah. I want to say, continue doing that. Like you said, I know you're taking a break right now, but you're going to be back with a new season soon. So talk about the new season. I know that you've had guests from time to time. Tell people how they can be guests. Who can be guests? You know, a lot of my viewerships are creators. They're artists. They're R&B singers. They're podcasters and things like that. So who do you want to come on your show? Give us all that rundown before we let you go tonight.
So I will start by saying I am the Taylor May, your favorite homegirl. So I want all the homies coming on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all about putting each other on. Like, you know, I'm down, support the home team. You know, that's all me. You know, I feel like, you know, everybody eats beef. There's enough light in the room for everybody to shine. Right. So definitely it's an open invitation for anyone that feel like, you know, they got a story that they want to tell, or they have a brand or something that they're doing, or they just, you know, I'm just saying, you just want to come on and talk. You're like, you know what, I just want to come on and be on your Wind Down Wednesday and just, you know, whatever you want to talk about. Like, you know, the way you can do that is you can follow me at _ToxicTay and hit me directly in the DMs. I will say, I am, like, because I am now taking content creating a lot serious, like, I just turn my Instagram notifications back on, but I am slow to, like, trying to jump and respond to stuff on social media. But if you do message me on there, we're interested in being in. If I don't hit you back that same day, I definitely try to get back to you within that 48-hour time frame. How I go about bringing guests on my show, so far it's been me choosing people that I felt like had a story. I've been, you know, I live by the saying, you know, you are inspired to be an inspiration. And so it's like the people that have inspired me this far are people that I invite to come on, because I felt like, you know, moments and aspects of meeting them in my life or what they're currently doing, that's helped get me there. And so on after that, it kind of expanded into, you know, meeting people like Keys, you know, and my other friends that had just started to begin to evolve with themselves and was finding themselves, you know, on their own journey and path. And while we may be doing different things, I thought it would be real neat to, like, bring that together and just let people just, you know, tell their story. Because, you know, something else with it being for the homies, is I want people to see, like, you know what I'm saying? You do not have to be Carisha. You ain't got to be P. Diddy. You ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got Young Boy and all them to have something. Like, you know, you can really do that shit in your own backyard for real. And so, you know, it's an open invitation. It ain't no real hard down, like, no, you just can't be on here, like, type shit. I mean, I will say this to the fellas, like, I am a female-led and only podcast, so I'm a little hesitant sometimes when it comes to y'all reaching out, but, you know, we have
be respectful. Be respectful.
So we can make some shade. And season, and it's so crazy that she asked me that, actually season four seasons in, y'all, A Toxic Tay is going to actually be coming back in August. That first week, we'll be dropping our first episode back. And I actually just recorded our first Wind Down Wednesday this past weekend, which is, we got some males coming on, and we chopping it up. So y'all can look forward to that. And make sure y'all follow me and get plugged in.
Gotcha. Well, man, again, thank you for your time. Season four starts in August. I'm going to watch. You're going to see my likes and comments pop up on the YouTube. I'm definitely a fan. If you want to connect with Tay, she told you how to do it. I appreciate you guys for watching. As always, man, it's your boy Keys Ali. I got Talks with Tay with me today. Hit her up. Check her out. I'm telling you, she's one of my favorites, and she'll be becoming one of yours too, man. Thank you guys for watching, and we out.